And so those lots are tiny. I know most of the people that live there, and to have a six-bedroom lodge right there, there's no parking. You're right, John, he has purchased everything on the exterior. I have a problem with that.
Well, we can look at the drawings. It did meet all the expectations of the setbacks and the parking.
And planning and zoning denied that?
They said it was not conforming to the development or the intended use of the property.
I would agree with that. I know there's a minister that lives across the street. Anybody have any questions? Have you already purchased the lot?
Yeah, I own two lots.
Okay. Did your realtor tell you you could do nightly rentals on them?
No, I bought them a couple years ago, so it didn't really come up until later. I didn't buy them originally to build nightly rentals. I was helping somebody else fund them, and so I didn't do any of the work on it. Is the size a concern? Because that's the first time this has come up.
No, I don't like nightly rentals in residential neighborhoods. And the cat has been out of the bag in Fieldstone. I don't want to see the cat out of the bag here. I don't disagree with the original planning and zoning decision.
Well, the precedent has already been set. This isn't the first one.
Any questions, comments, thoughts?
Are there restrictions?
This Branson Creek has just been a very, very contentious situation because there wasn't really anything that addressed one way or the other. So it's been an area that we've had a lot of difficulty trying to make decisions on. There's nothing that explicitly says they can do it. There's nothing that says explicitly that they can't do it.
That was the way I read it as well. It was very vague.
As opposed to the other areas, this is obviously more of a tourist area than the other residential areas.
Did you want to speak on behalf of?
Sorry.
Are you here to speak before?
Yeah, I didn't sign it.
Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for or against this? One at a time. You got 5 minutes. Come on up.
Oh, sorry. Let me move over.
I'll make it cool.
Okay.
This is my house. This is the other house that's been built in that part of the section. That was used for nightly rental. And the owner, somebody came in and made it from a three-bedroom home to a five-bedroom home, and he had nightly rental for a year, sold it to someone else who had nightly rental for a year or two. It was not an approved nightly rental. And the man who owns the house next to me, he moved into it himself. It's no longer nightly rental. So that there was something of a little history, was a history of a abandoned, who did it for a while and then he stopped doing it. So there isn't any nightly rental going on. I live in the house that's pretty close to it, and we've been very upset by this. It changed, and all of the tumult that goes along with these hearings, it changes the nature to us who lived there for 6 or 8 years. I have my house up for sale. I'm disappointed. I bought a house for myself and my wife to live in, and it looked like it wasn't going to happen, and I put my house up for sale out of disappointment of the present and future of the place that I live in. So it really does have a significant effect whether there's nightly rental. The man who's a retire, he's not just a pastor, he's a retired.
Don Rooks.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of, there's another pastor.
Adam Donas.
And so, in any event, that's all that I have to say, is that, we lived there, and we were disappointed that it had turned into what the commotion that's come about month after month where we have these hearings. I appreciated that you voted 4-3 the last time, and that's all I have to say for now.
Thank you.
One last thing. The lady in that blue outfit, she was terrific in speaking. Everything she said about her development applies to Branson Creek, because that's a place of residence. All of the other people who live there expected a private residence.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to speak for or against? Again, 5 minutes.
Karen Murphy. On their application, they said there was no occupancy length according to the bylaws. Well, bylaws tell you how to run your meeting and what you're going to set as parameters. But I do have the copy of the covenants, and it is a single person, family size group of persons who occupy the residence. Owner shall mean and refer to one or more persons who hold record title to any unit. Residential area shall mean and refer to sites 1 through 43, Pinnacle at Branson Creek. And then under 2.52, occupancy and use as an attached or detached residence for a single family. When they submitted their original plan, they did not have a buffer. That is a mistake. I believe that there is an attorney's opinion that houses have to have a buffer. No plan was submitted to the P&Z. Nuisance, no noxious or offensive activity shall be carried on upon any portion of the site, nor shall anything be done thereon that may be or become a nuisance or annoyance to another owner. And then, on their restrictions 9.15, leasing of a single-family unit is allowed, provided that they first register the lease with the association and file a complete copy of the executed lease with the association. That's not a nightly rental. That is a lease. And then provision 9.18, land use. None of said sites may be improved, used, or occupied for purposes other than residential purposes. And I think it's very clear that the Pinnacle, along with all the rest of Branson Creek, has been developed as single-family residential community. And I believe that the P&Z failed in getting the buffer plan, and I believe that they were correct in denying this, even though they didn't have a buffer plan, because of the residential area. And that's what I have to say. But thank I you. Do have a copy of the covenants if thank you me. Wanted to see them. But
anyone else want to speak for or against? 5 minutes.
My name is Marie Powers, and I do want to say that I don't know if I missed the Coxes or not, but I am speaking for the Coxes at 109 North Tuscany. I'm speaking for MTS Ventures at Lot 40 Legends Lane, and I'm speaking against the appeal of the decision to grant one at 114 Fieldstone.
Specifically what we're talking about now is just MTS Ventures?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was going to go ahead and address all three of them now, unless you want me to get up.
As long as you have the same stance with all three of them, you can do that.
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. So, most of the ones that have been turned down, and there have only been a few turned down, have been turned down because of compatibility. You cannot say that one in the neighborhood is compatible and the next one is not. Where is your criteria? How are you deciding? Is that a personal decision? There are 20-plus. The letter that she was speaking of, you know, was set out in 2014 because there was question at the time. And it says that Branson Creek was issued Division 3 permits for nightly rentals within the Pinnacle at Branson Creek, the Villas at Fieldstone, and Fieldstone Bluffs. Now, I know that the P&Z has not upheld because the county attorney decision was is that each had to have their own permit. But this proves that those three divisions of Branson Creek were fully intended by the developer to have vacation rentals. There are other places that you can buy in Branson Creek that do not permit them. You cannot rent in Oak Knoll. So they, you know, they're living in a neighborhood that was developed. And we've established that through meeting after meeting, saying, you know, in the beginning there were billboards and everything. But the P&Z and the BOA has actually confirmed it themselves by granting 20-plus permits. The Coxes, I know they were one of the reasons they were denied was because the person on the other side said they had a doctor's excuse that ill health and that they didn't need to have a vacation renter there. If you, you know, need to be alone, you get yourself a place, 60 acres, and sit in the middle of it. If you're in a neighborhood, I'm in a neighborhood, you know, my neighbors do some things on occasion that I don't care for, but I'm part of the human race, and they are too, and I can't dictate that. I've taken care of many friends that have died of cancer. My own mother and grandmother died when I was 14 years old, and I took care of them. We didn't dictate what the kids in the neighborhood were doing. We didn't, you know, that's not an excuse. The homes there, even the ones that have been bought just for the investment purposes, at the very best, they're renting 30% of the year. So that means 200-plus days they have total quiet next door to them or across the street from them, whether it's a villa or whether it's a home. If they had a family, because this is not an assisted living community, it's not a hospice community, it's not even a senior community. There are a lot of seniors that live there, but it's not a senior community. So if you wanted to go buy a villa or a home and you had rowdy teenagers or young children that make noise, the person on the other side or the home across the street would be dealing with that 365 days a year, not the 100 of a very good rental. Granted, there are more. You know, they talked about Springfield making some. Springfield's not the tourist town that Branson is. We all have to deal with things. I was late for the meeting because I was behind people that were probably tourists trying to find their place to pull in. We live in a tourist town. Most people, or a lot of people anymore, and they're talking about upholding subdivision covenants. Everybody knows those areas of Branson Creek. There are areas you cannot do that, but those areas of Branson Creek were intended for vacation rental. There are more than there have been in past years, and there are some reasons for that. I mean, some were because of the real estate bubble that broke, so people, in order to continue to afford their homes, had to put them out on the market to vacation rental. But people like to travel that way. I'm going away for a couple of days for a...
1 minute.
Okay. 1 minute. And by myself, I'm staying in a vacation rental. I want my own refrigerator, my own stove. I want a living room and not just a bedroom. So that's why it's more prevalent, not just because of Branson Creek, but because it's just more the way people are traveling. They have allergies. They want their own things. So anyway, I guess what I'm saying is this really shouldn't even be on your plate. This should be an HOA decision. If the HOA wanted to limit how many or, you know, by number or percentage, they can do that. They've not done that. And so to even have anybody having to come before an appeal just doesn't really make sense. When everybody else, you know, 20-some, I don't know how many it is now, but 20-some have been approved. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is that it? Any questions for the applicant? Any comments, questions? No, I looked things over. I didn't see where planning and zoning made a mistake. Anybody see things differently? Do we have a motion to deny the appeal?
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal for MTS Ventures.
Do we have a second? No second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The appeal's denied.
Thank you.
One last one, Scott. 18-03A.
Case number 18-0-3A at 114 Fieldstone Drive. This one was an approved one. Applicant Susan Smith and Karen Murphy are appealing approval, special use permit 1737 for Heritage